Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, woman. This is it before the fire. Let's see if it's all working. See what happened. Okay, you now. And Blog Talk, how is the audio levels? Okay. Yep. I'll wait for the chat rooms. A-okay. Good, good, good. All sound is good. All right, great. All right, yeah, we're doing a little art show here on Blog Talk. We just got the last piece up on the wall of the container. It's not welded up yet, but by Sunday it will be. It's got magnets holding it up. I guess Eric told y'all. Eric told y'all. Yeah, I took yesterday off. I got hit in the face with a 250-pound force magnet, and like getting hit in the face with a baseball bat. I'll just be honest. My first thought was like, really, Lord? I'm like, come on. I'm out here working so much and so hard to try and finish this, to get it over with, to get it done, to be finished. I'm out here working at 8:39 at night and working all day. And then I get creamed in the face by a magnet that's bigger than a brick, that's solid metal that almost knocks my front teeth out and cuts my lip. Where I had to have my lips sewed back. And I was like, you know, that's kind of a bummer. I felt kind of slighted, to be honest. I was like, you know, I'm really kind of bummed. I'm out here working this hard. Now I got to go to a minor emergency clinic and get all stitched up. You know, the good news is it didn't knock my teeth out. But I'll tell you what, and I know, I mean, you know, from my point of view, and I'm required to tell 100% truth, from my point of view, it didn't seem so really fair, but the reality is, once I got to the minor emergency clinic that I went to, I had a moment while I was sitting there, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen a dog or, you know, I've blown a dog whistle before, and I've watched a dog look at me and turn his head sideways like, what in the world is that noise? And so when I got over to the minor emergency clinic, I was sitting there, and the odd thing was, I went to a clinic that I normally don't go to. I usually go to this one where I know the doctors, and for a variety of reasons, I chose to go to this one that was, it was closer to the house, and so I went to that one. And so anyway, while I was sitting there, they told me, well, we're going to bring you back pretty quickly, which was real good news since I was bleeding all over the place. And I thought, well, that's good. I get to go back right away. And so anyway, like I said, I had a moment where I looked up at the wall, and there was something on the wall, and I turned my head sideways, kind of like a dog would that's listening to a dog whistle. You know, I turned my head sideways, and I looked at it, and I went, no. No. You're not, you, I mean, would you really let this happen in order to let me know something? That's weird. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be honest with you. I thought that would be really, really weird. And I thought, you know, nah. And I kind of blew it off. And I like I said, I literally had my head turned sideways looking at this image on the wall. And it made me think, Lord, did you bring me over here for some purpose? And so, you know, I go to the back and the doctor comes out. He comes into my room. And I've actually seen this doctor before. The last time I had like an ear problem, I saw the same doctor, and he said, hey, how you doing? You know, blah, blah. And I said, well, you know, I said, I really, you know, creamed my lip and my teeth. And he said, he said, yeah, you're definitely going to need stitches in your lip. And I said, yeah. And I, then I said, but you know what? The really good news is it got me over here because I need somebody to look at my foot. My foot feels like it's broken. I mean, it, my foot hurts so badly. It literally feels like the bone's about to pop out of the side of my foot. And so I told the doctor that. I said, yeah, my foot is killing me. And so the doctor said, well, let's get your lip stitched up first. Here, let's see. If those of y'all that are that part. Yeah. So anyway, it says, let's get your lip stitched up first. And then, you know, tell me about your foot. And I said, all right. So anyway, so, you know, he laid me back, stitched up my lip. And then he came in. Now, okay, well, let me back up for a second. Let me show you the panel that I was working on when this happened. By the way, I've taken every other magnet off every other panel. There is only one magnet left holding this panel, but the magnets were ready to come off. And, you know, and so I wanted to take them off. And so I'd already taken off all these other huge magnets. I mean, they're literally, they're the size of a big brick, and they weigh about, I don't know, about 15 pounds a piece. They're solid, dense metal, very solid. And so anyway, so I was standing up on this bench, and if you're looking at the image in you now right now, and if you're listening to the radio, I was pulling a magnet off one of the panels in the container that has this vortex. Okay, listen. It has a vortex. And in the middle of the vortex that looks like it's sucking everything in, there is the image of a heartbeat. You know, it's called the QRST complex. And what's really fascinating is there is absolutely no doubt that the Lord God communicated to me that he wanted that exact image on that wall, because George was here that day with me when we started grinding the metal, and I said, you know, I know what to do on the first panel that when we walk in the door to the right, but the back corner, I'm not sure. And then I heard the Lord tell me, I want you to do concentric circles from the center going out, and then I want you to put the QRST complex in the middle. So George and I left the house. I said, George, let's go get a waste paper basket that's made out of metal. I'll set it in the middle of the sheet, the big metal sheet. I'll put one of these big magnets on it that will hold it to the metal sheet. I will take my grinder and I will get a perfect circle to start with, and then I'll make concentric circles going out, and that way I can keep a nice circular flow to the arc. You know, and so that was my plan on doing it. And so George said, okay, so we went over to Office Max to get that waste paper basket. When we walked in the door, they had this display of this new printer paper, and it was the craziest thing. There was like a viewing window in the middle of the paper that was about 4 inches in diameter, and it was a perfect circle, and there were all these different rows of different colored papers that had a 4-inch circle that you would view through the window of the wrapping on the paper, you know, the printer paper. And George and I looked at it and we looked at each other like, wow, that's really bizarre, because that's exactly what you're going to do on the metal. And I went, oh, that is weird. And so we looked at it, you know, no big deal. And we laughed, and then I said, you know, before we go home, I got to stop and pick Clay up some food. I told him I would bring him some chicken, and Clay never asked for anything ever. I mean, he never asked for anything. And I said, Clay, you know, would you like some fried chicken or something? And he goes, you know what? Yeah, that'd be good. That sounds great. And so I really wanted to go get Clay what he wanted, right? So anyway, long story short, I was going to get Clay fried chicken, and then I made a U-turn in the middle of my trip going to get Clay fried chicken, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to go to Chipotle instead. And I made a complete U-turn right then and there, and I went into a different place, which is really weird, because, you know, if Clay said he wanted fried chicken, and he was, you know, he had actually said, that sounds nice, well, then my thing is, you know, I would want to do that for him. So anyway, so again, I went in to do that. I blew off the fried chicken, and I went into getting something totally different. And when I went in to do that, there was this young lady that took my, you know, my bank card, you know, my debit card. And when she reached out, she had on her arm tattooed the QRST complex. And I was like, that is absolutely bizarre. That is so bananas. That is just so weird that, you know, I couldn't believe it. So I asked the young lady, I said, hey, would you mind if I took a picture of your tattoo? And she said, oh, no, not at all. So I took a picture of her forearm, and on her forearm she had, you know, she had a tattoo of the QRST complex. And I made a video about it. I said, you know, this is how clearly the Lord confirmed, yes, that is exactly what on the panel, what I want on the panel. Now listen up, guys. Please listen for just a minute. You know, if you were me, if you're here doing what I'm doing and you're trying to figure out what am I supposed to do, and you heard the Lord communicate to you, hey, I want you to do concentric circles on that panel, and in the middle of it, I want you to put the QRST complex, which is the little heartbeat symbol, you know, the heartbeat going boom, 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 like on the graph. Anyway, so when you know that God confirmed it, you know what I mean? It's kind of surreal, but there's no doubt about it. And you're like, okay, got it. So I went home and I did exactly that. I put that vortex on the metal and I put the QRST complex right in the dead center of the two sheets of metal where the two sheets come together. It's on your screen right now. Okay, now let's get back to my split lip. Okay, so what was really odd was, I told the doctor, I said, you know, well, at least it's got me into, you know, to get my foot looked at, because I probably wanted to come over just for my foot. But because I'm bleeding everywhere and you can see almost through to my teeth, through my lip, you know, I pretty much have to come here. So, you know, I went in and the doctor sewed up my lip. And then the doctor said, hey, I'll be back in a minute. I got to go to another room. When I come back, we'll talk about your foot. I said, all right. So the doctor comes back in the room and he says, yeah, you know what? It looks like it's where all your bones come together at your joint right here at the edge of your foot. And he said, you know, you got to come back next Tuesday for me to take those stitches out. If your foot's still hurting that bad, let's take an x-ray. And I said, that sounds good. And so he said, let me go get you something, and I want to print something up for you. And I'm saying, all right. Okay, now I'm going to stop. Is everybody listening? Is everybody listening to what I'm saying right now? I mean, are y'all in the chat room? Are y'all paying attention? Okay, because I want y'all to hear this. I really want y'all to hear this. This is absolutely staggering. Okay. The picture that's on your screen right now at YouNow is an image of a wall that I carved that I was obedient. I did what the Lord said. On the carving, on the metal, is a concentric vortex. And in the middle of the vortex is the symbol for the heartbeat. If you notice, I'll go over here and I'll show you something. You notice it looks like a 6 and a 9, right? Kind of looks like a hurricane. I don't know if y'all recognize that symbol, but I've shown that symbol a lot in some of our other folders when it comes to the way the enemy likes to make fun of us. And I was like, wow, that's kind of weird. It looks like a 6 and a 9. And so anyway, so, you know, it's got the heartbeat right in the dead center of it. And the doctor comes. Now, first of all, I'm in an emergency clinic that I only go to rarely. I usually go to the Alamo Heights clinic, but I told you I had a variety of reasons. I went to the one by me, and I went to this one. I got in right away, so there's some weird circumstances. I was sitting there, and I looked at the QRSD complex in the waiting room on some form of media. I can't even tell you what it was. I don't remember. And so then I go in. The doctor sews up my lip, and that is the very wall right here that I was pulling the magnet off of that ripped through my lip. That very image you're looking at is the one. So the doctor comes back in the office, in my room, my room, and he sewed up my lip, and he walks in with a couple sheets of paper. And he says, hey, here are some exercises you might want to try that I think will really help. And maybe you won't need an x-ray. If you look at your screen, I took a screenshot of what was on the paper that he handed me. I wonder what the inference is. And I was like, well, remember I told you I was sitting at the waiting room and I looked at the exact same thing. I saw the QRST complex on something, and I turned my head sideways, and I thought, would you really let me split my lip wide open in order to give me a confirmation? And then the guy walked in the room, and he hands me that piece of paper. Let's see. Everybody watch your screen right now. You see the guy running? Let's see. Let's see if we can do this. Let's see. We'll take the guy running, and I'll slide him right over here. Look at your screen now. Look over here. Look over here. You see something very strange? Do you get the inference? Y'all catch it? Yeah, he's like, y'all are about to leave. Finish the race. Finish the race, Jonathan. It's time for you to pull up your bootstraps, finish it up. This is the month of Elul, you know. Next program, we're going to talk about this month and what it means in Jewish tradition. We'll do that on the next program. This is the month of Elul, which is a month of self-reflection and self, you know, inspection, and we're supposed to repent this month, because at the end of this month is another set of holy days that come at the end of this month where the bride is mentioned. And so we're going to talk about that on the next program, but I know what the inference is. It's time to finish the race, because we're about to go into another dimension. And what's really crazy is the 6 and the 9 made in the middle of that. It's just absolutely staggering. And then I want to share with you something else that happened. So then I had to do the last wall. We're doing a video right now. Clay's going to load up the video in a couple hours. Okay. Probably in the next hour, we'll have a video uploaded. I've been trying to get the last wall up, you know, and the Lord told me the waves have come up over Babylon, and the sea has come up upon Babylon. She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. Her cities are a desolation, a dry land and a wilderness, a land wherein no man dwelleth, neither doth any son of man pass thereby. I will punish Bel and Babylon. I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow together anymore unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. And my people, you shall go out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. Okay, now listen, I want you to think about the guy running through the vortex. He's running through the vortex. By the way, that little QRST complex, that is a symbol of the spark of life. That's what runs your heart. That's the electricity. You know, your heart has this thing called a sinoatrial node. I know all about it because mine's been messed up before. And the sinoatrial node, what it does is it's the little spark of electricity that makes your heart beat. That's the spark of life. Isn't it odd? I mean, really, isn't it odd that I carved a wall that looks like a hurricane? It looks like a 6 and a 9. It has the spark of life in the dead center. And I'm looking at it going, I guess that's what this wall means, is like, you know, the spark of life is going through that vortex. That which was taken away is going back. And I'm like, you know, and then I get my lips split wide open and I go into an emergency clinic I don't normally go to. And the guy hands me a sheet of paper with the guy running towards the QRST complex. I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. And so then, yeah, it is a portal, Tricia. Tricia said, it looks like a portal. It is a portal. Remember how we got here? How did we get into this earth? We came through a portal and we were trapped in a matrix, you know, of flesh, bars of iron, right? We got trapped in serpent skin. And now we're going to go back the other way, and we're going back into the spiritual world, and we're going to leave this fleshly world behind. It's just mind-boggling. And so then the Lord tells me, you know, it's time to finish. It's time to finish the other, you know, the other wall and get it in there. So I do the Statue of Liberty, and I'm going to have a tidal wave covering the Statue of Liberty on the wall. That's what the Lord told me to put on there. That's what he told me to put on there. And I thought, well, you know what? I think I'm gonna practice it once. So I had the Statue of Liberty carved out of a piece of metal. And then I was gonna practice the tidal wave. And on one of these pieces of metal, there was writing on the back. And you know, so that made it not really usable because it had a manufacturer's stamp on it, you know. And I was thinking, you know, that sucks because if I mess up, I won't have the backside to use in, you know, in case I wanted to. So I thought, you know what, I'll flip it over and I will use the side that's got the writing on it as a practice sketch pad. But when you're using a grinder that weighs about 10 pounds, I mean, the thing's heavy. It's not light. I have to stand on top of that metal, and you have to, you know, you have to be pretty flexible to do this because you gotta bend down with your knees locked, and you got to be able to carve what you're carving. It's not so easy. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try it out on this. And so I started when I went out to carve that metal, Clay and I were shooting a little segment here in my office. So here, yeah, like right here. So let's see, make sure there's no personal data. So Clay and I were sitting right in here and we were shooting a little segment for the video. And I said on the video, I said, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to carve the last wall. And so I went outside to do that. And let me show you what was waiting for me outside on my art project that I was going to carve. Are y'all looking at your screen right now? Y'all see a giant locust on the Statue of Liberty? Well, that kind of reminds me of something. And, you know, just for the record, yeah, here, let me show you what that reminds me of. That reminds me of this that I've shown you guys before. the most dangerous place in the world is between a mother and her children, and she's holding a big cicada. Y'all remember that? Which we, a lot of people in Texas call them locusts. It doesn't matter, locust, cicada. It's going to be the locust from the pit. Our flying, stinging bugs that have tails like scorpions. Let me show you. I'll take this cicada right here and put it right on her chest. There you go. Okay, so yeah. So anyway, so just for the record, you know, that bug was out there right at my work location. And so I picked it up with Clay and we took some pictures of it. And I set it over there on the Statue of Liberty, but it didn't go anywhere. It just stayed right there. It didn't try and get away. It just stayed right there on it. And I was like, well, there you go. That's the mystery of all mysteries. And, you know, I have a big sign above my house that said Bug Mania. Now it says zero. But anyway, you know, this ministry, I'm not sure what to call it, this journey that we've been on with the Lord is just absolutely mind-boggling. I mean, I don't know how many confirmations you could possibly get in order to say, okay, already, I get it. You know, I understand. And, yeah. And the night I got saved, I remember, you know, when I was talking to that angel that told me, don't worry, Jonathan, that voice you hear is God speaking to you, and you'll know what to do. Because I was crying, saying, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what to do. I know I'm supposed to go somewhere, but I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And he looked at me and very calmly said, don't worry, Jonathan, you'll know what to do. And that little voice you hear speaking to you, that's God speaking to you now. So learn to trust his voice. And every little thing you get to eat and every little thing you get to drink, thank God for it, because it all comes from him. And so anyway, it was absolutely mind-boggling. So anyway, and here we are. You know, here we are 15 years later, and look what's going on. I mean, there's no way you could make this stuff up. And the end of the road goes right back to the beginning of the road, doesn't it? Yeah, I got saved when I prayed Our Father. And then after I got saved, I was told to say a Hail Mary, which led me to the origin of death, the Virgin and the Mother Goddess and Eve, you know, the beginning of it all. And so that's true by the Bible. Death entered into everything through Eve. We know that because Eve was the one that the serpent targeted. That's where that was the fall. And then she did give to Adam and he did eat. Okay, so anyway, everything has come full circle, don't you think? It's like, so anyway, yeah, it's come full circle. So now, here's a very, very odd thing, and I'll share this with y'all because it's going to be in the video that's coming out tonight. But I just want to say it in my own words, you know, sometimes when we do a video, sometimes part of what I want to say gets in there, and sometimes I'll watch the video and go, wow, I wish I would have mentioned this, or I wish I would have done that. But I want to talk to you about this piece of metal that this thing's on. Let me see if I can get an image of it right here. This might bring it up. No, it's right at the edge of this image right here. So I'll go ahead and use this image. But let me show you something. Over on this side of the image, on the left side of your screen, can y'all see this writing right here? That when we took the picture, we tried to crop out the writing. Y'all see that writing? There's writing on it. That's why I was going to use that side to practice, and I wasn't really going to worry about it. But after, the Lord had me look up the name that was on it. Have y'all ever heard of Decatur, Alabama? Have y'all ever heard of Decatur? D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Decatur. The writing is actually very, very big. The problem is we cropped the picture. So in the video, you're going to get to see the writing that's on it. The writing that's on it goes all the way through the wave. It's huge. The writing is enormously big. And that's why I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just use that as practice. But then the Lord told me, oh, yeah, Decatur, Illinois. Okay. So anyway, but the Lord told me, no, leave it. And I was like, leave it. You want me to leave writing on the tidal wave that's covering the Statue of Liberty, which represents, you know, Mystery Babylon, the mother goddess paradigm. You know, she's the one that rules the host body system above ground that's feeding all the souls down to the pit, to Apollyon and that race of beings that's coming out. That's why she's always looking at the sun rising. That's why the Statue of Liberty looks to the east and she watches the sun rebirth every morning, because that represents Apollo, Helios, and she represents Hecate, the triple moon goddess, and all that stuff. So anyway, I found it very strange. Why would the Lord want me to leave the writing on the artwork? That's kind of weird. Why? I have another side that's way better. And it doesn't have a bunch of scratches on it. And I can do a better job on the second wave than I did on the first one. Because the first one, I was just kind of practicing, even though it looks pretty good. But, you know, I was like, okay, so what's the deal? And so the Lord told me to look up the meaning of the word or the name Decatur. Decatur. Well, let me ask you guys this. Who knows the story of the prodigal son? How many of y'all know the story of, no, Decatur? D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Decatur. Here, D-E-C-A-T-U-R, Decatur. Okay, yeah, y'all know the story of the prodigal son? Okay, so let's see how good y'all's memories are. I just want to test, so I want to see what everybody knows. What did the prodigal son go waste his inheritance on? Does anybody know what the story of the prodigal son is? Really a story about all of us. So T. Marie said partying. Prostitutes and riotous living. That's what he wrote. Here's what it says. Prostitutes and riotous living. Prostitutes and riotous living. Have y'all ever heard of the prostitute that sits on many waters and the time of her judgment has come? See, I know what the prostitute is. The prostitute is not just America. It's the entire mother goddess system that's running the whole damn place. It's Mystery Babylon, the mother goddess system that converts angels into food for a bunch of locusts. That's what it represents. So y'all know that the mother goddess paradigm, y'all understand that that's a prostitute, a harlot, right? Right? She's the Mystery Babylon, the prostitute that sits on many waters. So y'all know that the prodigal son left home. He went to a distant land, right? He went to a distant land, a faraway land. He asked his dad, hey, he said, Dad, I want my inheritance before you die. By the way, guys, in Jewish tradition, if you were to go ask your dad for your inheritance before he died, you're a real jerk. You're a real idiot. I mean, you're a total turd. You don't go ask your dad for your inheritance before he dies. And so the youngest son says, hey, Dad, I'd like my inheritance before you die. And his dad said, okay, gave it to him. And he took his inheritance. He went to a faraway land, and he wasted it on prostitutes and riotous living. Exactly right. Well, so the Statue of Liberty represents that. That is exactly what the Statue of Liberty represents, is that prostitute system, the mother of exiles, and she represents the triple moon goddess. She represents Eos. You know, I mean, I've shown you all the information. But do y'all know what Decatur means? Does anybody know what Decatur means? I do. I looked it up. The Lord told me to look it up. Well, let me ask you this. What comes to your mind if I was to call you or any guy, if I was to call any man, if I was to say to your husband or your boyfriend, if I was to say to your husband or your boyfriend, you know what? Dude, you're a total tomcat. Do you know what I'd be saying to him? If I told any one of y'all's boyfriend or your husband, you know, dude, you're a total tomcat. Do you know what that, you know what that infers, right? That infers he goes out and screws anything and everything he can, because that's what a tomcat does. A tomcat stays out all night. He looks for female cats to impregnate, and he's willing to fight other cats in order to do it. And he only comes home when he needs food or to rest. That's what a tomcat is. He's a player. He's a womanizer. He's, you know, he's out. It's called on the prowl, right? That's what it means. Did you know that's what Decatur means? Yeah, ladies, man. Yeah, so imagine me carving a tidal wave covering the prostitute, and the metal was made in Decatur. And Decatur means tomcat. So the Lord said, yeah, I had a bunch of children that were a bunch of tomcats and wanted to go waste their inheritance, their eternal life, on prostitutes and riotous living. Tell me that's not just insane. Bad Cat, by the way, for the record, I saw Bad Cat mentioned in there. Bad Cat is not a tomcat. Bad Cat has, he's a eunuch. Bad Cat is a eunuch, and he's a good kitty kitty. Yeah, yeah. So on this piece of metal, that means the Lord was in control of the piece of metal I got. That means the Lord knew I would get the piece of metal from a company that orders their metal from a place in Decatur. And that he told me to carve the Statue of Liberty being destroyed by tidal waves. Okay, let's go ahead and do the scriptures now. Everybody go to Jeremiah chapter 51. Okay. I'm going to start at verse 40. I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How is Shishak taken? How is the praise of the whole earth surprised? How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? The sea is come up upon Babylon. Everybody do me a favor. Read the next sentence and write it or copy paste. Everybody copy paste into the chat room the second part of verse 42. The sea is come up upon Babylon. Now you guys look at the rest and copy paste it. What does it say? She is covered with the multitude of the waves thereof. About Jeremiah 51, verse 42. See, it's a mother goddess system. And the Statue of Liberty is the epitome of the, you know, of the manifestation of that system. In the United States, is the epitome of narcissism and self-indulgence. And she is being covered by the multitude of the waves. And that's what the Lord had me carve in metal. On a piece of wood, I mean on a piece of metal that says Tomcat. Because that's what lured his children away. If that's not one of the craziest things y'all have ever seen in your life, I don't know what is. But the $100 bill is on. I mean, the bombing of New York is on the new $100 bill. And this whole mystery now is completely and utterly solved. And everything that the Lord had me show everybody over the last 15 years is about to happen. Here's you know, one of these pictures of the moon goddess. There you go. Well, I got some milk for y'all that's part of the show notes that I find kind of wild. Okay, we're looking at the moon goddess. Call her the goddess of love. Here, let me show you something. Yesterday, Trinity was not feeling himself, and he had a cough, and he said his throat was really scratchy. So I said, well, let me take you to the doctor, and he's prone to sinus infections and stuff. And so they put us in a room, and if you're looking at Portal, the picture right here that says Portal, there's a circle, and it looks like, you know, outer space. She's in like a spaceship. But it looks like the Earth's on fire almost out there, doesn't it? It sure looks like the Earth's on fire. I thought, wow, that's kind of weird. And so I picked up a book, and I opened up the book inside the little room we're waiting in. And it had this cutout right here. And if you pick up the page, see, there's a hole cut in the page right here. And so if you open up the page, there's a hole in the page, and the hole goes to this page. And I want to read to you what it said. I'm going to click on it. Now, don't forget, this is during the carving of all this stuff. And this just happens to be, I took Trinity to the doctor yesterday. So here's what it says. It says Venus. You see the circle right there? It says Venus. Uh-oh, I think we froze. Okay, there it is. Let's see. There we go, Venus. It says scalding hot surfaces and 900 degrees. Nothing can live there, no creature, no trees. Poisonous clouds of acid above. Why was it named for the goddess of love? Oh, you got to be kidding me. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter what I do. There's always going to be something that the Lord's got. It's crazy. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, the Statue of Liberty represents that goddess of love, because that's what a bunch of angels thought they were going to get. They thought it was going to be something really great, and they got something really bad. And the bait was the goddess of love. That was the bait. That was it. I like that. Venus. And look out. Y'all can see that that's a cutout. Can't you see? There's a hole in the page. And the hole in the page reminds me of that cutout that's, you know, that's in the container that's on the wall with you know, the... Here, let me go back. See this circle right here? That circle reminds me of the hole that's in the vortex right there. I mean, that's very odd, don't you think? I mean, that you would go to the doctor with your son and you would pick up this one book and it would say, Venus, scalding hot surface, 900 degrees, nothing can live there, no creature, no trees, poisonous clouds as acid above. Why was it named for the goddess of love? It's probably just another coincidence, you know. It's so crazy. I'm like, oh. I mean, again, the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. And when you turn the page, that's what you get to see. There it is. Isn't that fascinating? That's what would be there. Oh, we look like we're a little glitchy over here. I think we froze. Yep. Okay, you know, just froze up. Okay. Yep. Okay, anyone that's in Blog Talk, we're gonna start you now over again. I'm gonna try and just kill it and start it again. Yep, we're gonna have to redo it. Sorry, guys. Okay, we'll see what happens. We're going to try and get you now back up again. The whole thing went down here. Yeah, I'm working on it, guys. Hang on, let me text Jack. I know I'm working on it, trying to get it back up. Okay, just give it a few minutes. We'll see what happens. I'm going to play a song while my computer reboots. Okay, guys, I'm going to play a song while my computer reboots. We'll see if we can start it up again. Yep. Yep. Okay. I mean, you know, this is all so wild, isn't it? Yep. Here we go. I think we're starting up again. Okay, here we go. I think we'll be back up and running pretty quick. Everybody sit tight. Let me see what I got here.
made from inside.
All right, let's try it again. All right, guys. Yeah, so anyway, does he realize what we think he's imagining? I'm not sure what Carrie said there, but all right, guys. So anyway, here we go. Again, you know, I wonder what the odds are. Do y'all have sound, guys? Y'all have sound? Sounds good. Yeah, I wonder what the odds are, you know, if I was to go to the doctor while I'm working on a metal wall that's got the goddess of love disguised as a Statue of Liberty. Because their liberty was they wanted to have sex. They wanted to have families. They wanted to do whatever they wanted to do without God in it. And so he turned them over to it and said, go ahead, have it. That's why the Bible says, have I not said you are God, but you shall die like men, you shall fall like one of the princes. No way out of it. So anyway, isn't that funny that I go to my son's pediatrician and I open up the one book I open up has a poem and says, Venus. And not only does it just have a poem, it has a cutout circle like my artwork. And it says, scalding hot surface, 900 degrees, nothing can live there, no creatures, no trees. Poisonous clouds of acid above, why was it named for the goddess of love? Wow, isn't that the truth? Have y'all figured it out? The Bible says anyone that loves the world or the things of the world has not the love of God in them. And the reason is because when you wake up and you actually know the truth because you've been turned upside down and you've been converted, then you know it's good. You know what's up. You know you're there. Okay, how does the audio for guys and you now? Someone said it sounds like a potato. Audio's good. Audio's great. Audio's great. Very good. Very good. Okay, so I would respectfully say to, let's see, someone that said it sounds like a potato. Well, yeah. Anyway, maybe it's shown your end. Right? There you go. So you might want to try refreshing. Okay, good. Because everybody else's audio is good. So anyway, there it is. I mean, isn't that just fascinating? You know, in this one short week, I mean, guys, in one short week, do y'all know how many miracles we've seen? I mean, you know, these are straight up miracles. I mean, you cannot explain what's happening around here through scientific or natural means. There's no way. Nobody can explain what happens around here through scientific or natural means, and therefore is considered to be the work of a divine agency, which is called a miracle. That's the definition of a miracle. And they are literally mind-destroying miracles. Thank you, Molly, for not being offended with my using the word mind-destroying. Because they're mind-destroying. It's unbelievable. It's kind of hard to handle sometimes. So then, last night, late, I decided to go to the grocery store, and they have a new brand of chips out. Naturally flavored. Oh, yeah. Isn't that perfect? So, do you notice something wrong with the picture? Yeah. I want y'all to look at their hair. I want y'all to look at their hair, okay, right? And their heads are back to back, naturally flavored spinach crisps. Yeah, they're twins back to back. One's the devil, one's not. Here, let me show you a picture I got. I want to show y'all a picture that I remember. I want to see if I can find it. So you guys that are watching, you know, take a minute. There you go. Okay, so back to it. Just give me a second. Get the annoyance out. Okay, let me see if I got it down here. Y'all know who Jay-Z is, right? And y'all know who Marina Abramovich, the witch, is, right? Okay, I just showed you a bag of potato chips or pita crisps. What do you know about that? One black, one white. They got their hair tied together. Let's go back to the picture from, there you go. Probably nothing there. Anyways, y'all get it. Y'all know where you're at now, right? You guys know what's up. Y'all know where you're at. Y'all have woken up in the Matrix, right? We're in the Matrix. You know, the Bible mentions that you were formed in your mother's womb. I believe the word womb is Matrix when you look it up. Yeah. When you look up the word womb in the Bible and you look up the Hebrew meaning, I believe it's matrix. Yep. So anyway, yeah, we got caught in a dimension. And so now we're going back the other direction. Watch this. Let me show it to you because this is going to be cool. Let's see. We're going to go back the other direction. And here we go. Here's a great representation of that. Let me show you a great representation of going back the other direction. Everybody, look at your screen. See the guy running towards a little heartbeat of life? There he goes. There it is. There you go. We're going to run through that dimension. It's pretty wild, isn't it? I wonder what the odds are. I wonder what the odds are in that. I told you I was a little bit annoyed when I ripped my lip wide open. I was like, really? I have been working my rear end off trying to finish my work of faith. And I was pretty bummed out. I was like, that just doesn't seem right. And sure enough, the Lord took me over there. I mean, all my teeth could have been knocked out. My teeth seemed to be all right, a little sore. My right front tooth feels a little bit loose, but not obviously wiggly loose. But I can tell it took a shot. Anyway, here it is. So here we go. You know, something is on the horizon. And we're about ready to see it. It's coming, I guarantee it. You know, there's no doubt about it. And I just thought this whole thing has gotten so interesting. It really has gotten to the point to where it's so fascinating. I don't even know what to say. I mean, can you imagine I was making a video and I was making a point that on 9/11, somebody actually handed me a book. A book that had a large bug stinging a human being on it. I was like, that's one of the craziest things I've ever seen on 9/11. I thought, that is so bizarre. I don't even know what to do with it. And sure enough, it turned out to be exactly what was out there waiting for me. Here you go. There you go. There it is. Lord of the Flies. And I think, oddly enough, if you're looking at you now, because I got the house all cleaned up, this kind of fell off on my bed. Baracanon, Lord of the Flies. I'm just saying. The odds are probably 1 in 100 gazillion, trazillion, gazillion, mazillion. It's like so ridiculous. It's like, I'll have to start making up words for odds at this point because there are no odds anymore. It's absolutely orchestrated. So anyway, that's what I wanted to show you guys tonight. I wanted to share that with y'all. I got lots of work left to do. So I'm going to make this, I'm only scheduled for 90 minutes tonight, but I'm going to make this a shorter program tonight because I need to get ready for Sunday. Sunday is going to be the push day where we try and get it all done on Sunday. And in order to do that, I've got to make some stops at some stores. I've got to buy some channel for the welder to weld up. I've got to be ready for the electrician. I've got people coming. And so because of all that, I want to be able to take a little break. Because when I tell you I'm having trouble walking, I'm not kidding. My left foot hurts that badly that it's hard to walk. So anyway, I want to get it done, get ready. I love hanging out with you guys. It's always good to be here. And we will be having some shows next week if we're here. I don't even know anymore. Who knows? And at this point, we don't know from one day to the next. Okay. Did I see Nicole's message? I don't think so. Someone said, did I see Nicole's message? I'm not sure what I'm supposed to see. No, I did not see Nicole's message. So anyway, I guess Eric. Oh, Hoover Dam is closed. Yeah, well, here's the thing about the Hoover Dam. It's printed on the U.S. currency. It's in the shape of the female reproductive system, and at every birthing event, water breaks. You know what I mean? That's what I call a no-brainer. You know what I mean? The Hoover Dam was built. First of all, did y'all know this? Do y'all know that the Hoover Dam was built with explosives in it that if they ever needed to blow it, they could? Did y'all know that? Yeah, were y'all aware of that? Okay, so, it's a no-brainer. The Hoover Dam in Lake Mead, the dam itself is in the shape of the female reproductive system, guys. Yeah, so, when they birth their new race, don't you think they're going to blow the dam? It's printed on the $50 bill. I showed it to you. So when they, when the water breaks, here comes the baby, So they're going to nuke New York. They're going to blow up the dam. They took the time to print it on the money. I mean, if they printed it on the money, if Lucifer printed it on the money, do you think he's not going to do it? That's crazy. Well, let me give you this right. Did Lucifer use humans as puppets to print the bombing of the Twin Towers and the Pentagon on the $20 bill that was made in 1996? It's a yes or no answer. So the answer is yes, right? Of course. Okay, so did he do it? Did he bomb the Twin Towers and the Pentagon on the same day? That's another yes or no answer. The answer is yes. Okay, let's go look at the old 20. Did Lucifer use humans as puppets to put an image of the Alfred P. Moore building blowing up on the old $20 bill that was made before the building? It's a yes or no answer. The answer is yes. Did he blow up the Alfred P. Moore building, the federal building bombing in Oklahoma City? Again, the answer is yes. So if he took the time to print the bombing of New York with the tidal wave coming over a seven-story building, and he took the time to print a new $100 bill that shows nukes and coming down and water rushing between all the high-rises. If he took time to do that, do you think he's going to do it? If he took time to put the $50 bill and make the Hoover Dam blowing up and the bridge going and the water going, do you think he's going to do it? Of course he is. Well, what would be a perfect time to do it? What would be a perfect moment to do it? At the birthing of the new race. What race? You know, Apollyon and all his locust buddies, those guys. And I saw an angel fall, and I saw a star fall from heaven. And to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the pit, and out of the pit came smoke. And out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, which is what, you know, has been feeding off the entire human race since the beginning. They've been feeding off us. Y'all know everything now, don't you? I mean, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be like facetious. I'm not trying to be smarty. I'm just asking, do y'all really understand what's up? Y'all understand there's another race of beings in the pit, right? Y'all understand that we're a bunch of angels that got caught in a snare, right? Y'all understand that our souls are used to fuel this new race that's going to come out and thinks they're going to make war against the Lord God. That's what they think. They're all going to get burned. They're going to be consumed with fire. Yeah. So y'all know the mystery of all mysteries now. And I was just the guy to solve it. It's by nothing I did. It's everything that the Lord God did. He even made sure I had the right amount of biology. He made sure I had the right amount of physics. He made sure that, you know, I had led a life where, you know, my life was on the line a lot. You know, I led a certain type of life. And everything I did in my life was to prepare me for what I would be doing when he called me. And I had to be willing to deal with people that were threatening me and saying that they were going to kill me if I kept showing people this information. And I could care less because I already dealt with people like that. Like, all right, bring it. So there you go. And here it is. And it's done now. The mystery solved. No one can stop it. Nobody can stop this information now. Nobody. It's out there. It's already out there. It's done. So there it is. And now the end is coming. And, I just happen to be an artist. It's one of the things I do. It's not my number one thing. It's not my vocation. Yes, I've sold my artwork, but it's not what I do. But it's something, I came up with. I came up with a new form of art. Using light is my medium. And so the Lord used that as well in order to show, you know, what's hidden in the darkness. The light exposes what's hidden in the darkness. That's it. And again, nothing to do with me. All glory to God. The Lord God's the one that orchestrated it. I'm a pathetic sinner that lost my inheritance because I went out into a faraway land and I wasted my inheritance on prostitutes and riotous living. There you go. That's it. And Dad wanted me to come home. And I'm so grateful. That's all there is to it. So no kudos for Jonathan. I just, all kudos for Jesus. All right? All right. Praise God. Okay, now, God bless you guys. I am going to take a break. I got to get some stuff done. And I love you guys, and God bless you. And, oh, you know what? Here's the thing. Before I sign off, I got to do it. I got to do the sergeant thing real quick. Everybody listen. Okay, I am a steward of a Facebook group. Okay, I am a steward of a Facebook group. Therefore, if anybody goes into a group that I am a steward of and you start posting anything from somebody on YouTube that is putting a date on the rapture, you're gone. I love you in Christ. You're gone. If you go into something that I'm a steward of and you start posting a link to someone that is saying they know when the rapture is, you're gone. I don't want you in my group anymore. And the reason is because you're making people believe something erroneously. And I'm going to be very clear about this. Listen up. If you have not been turned upside down, I love you in Christ. You are not converted. End of story. Period. I'm going to be very dogmatic about that because it's the identity of Christ himself. It's the identity of Christ himself. In order to see Christ, you have to turn the world upside down. That's all there is to it. And that's why the Bible says, these that have turned the world upside down have come here also. Because we turn the world upside down. That's what disciples of Christ do. That's how we show people the kingdom. We show them you're trapped in a system of control. Why do you think when you turn the virgin upside down, it's a dead sheep? Okay, so if people are posting videos from somebody on YouTube that doesn't even know that everything's upside down, let me help you out. By definition, they're wrong because they don't even know the truth. You know what I mean? So I won't put up with it, won't tolerate it. I'm very short on that. No way. You get one warning, then you're gone in the story. And I've told Eric, if anybody does it, I love you. I'm sorry. You're gone. Okay? That's it. Because it leads people the wrong way. And I'm a steward of information. I'm not here to debate over what the Bible means. I'm here to bring a revelation gift to show you what it means. That's what I'm here for. So, and that's been proven out. So, you know, again, the scriptures and the record for itself. All right? All right. All right, I love you guys. There you go. I got the sergeant thing done. That's the part I really don't like so much. I don't like that, and I don't like administration so much. But it's some things you got to do. All right, guys. God bless you. Peace and grace. And, yeah, tonight there should be a video coming out. So if you want to see some of the production of the wall, y'all want to see it up in the container, that is coming out tonight. Hey, by the way, when you guys go check out the video, if you like it, give it a thumbs up. If you don't, don't. But it's nice to see the thumbs up because that's encouraging to me. You know what I mean? It encourages me. And believe it or not, I need encouragement. I really do. All right. God bless you guys and good night. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cut you now, and then I'm going to play a song for Blog Talk. All right. Good night. Okay, here we go, Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. All right. Well, we're looking at a new beginning because we're at the end. So I hope everybody's ready. God bless. Good night.